I'm joined in the studio now by Rudy of Polarize. Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. How are you? Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, I'm good.
So Polarize are less than a year old, is that right?
Publicly less than a year old? Yeah, the first single was, I think, June last year, but okay. It's been in, like, different incarnations for the past couple of years.
Okay.
But, yeah, Polarize, the name, is sort of a year old, right. Less than a year.
Yeah, and things seem to be going pretty well for you. You played Ninchfest as well, which would have been really exciting.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, well, so a lot of us, or most of us actually, grew up down on the peninsula. So we know everyone that runs that festival, so we were just sort of, like, given the opportunity, and we played the year before with a different band, and so it's just great fun, like, hanging out and sort of, being with everyone you know.
Amazing. All of you Melbourne-based now?
Yeah, apart from one of us, the keyboard player, James. He's still on the Ninch. He works at Dramana Secondary School.
Does that make things difficult? Like, how do you do
it? It does
slightly,
yeah. So we did some press shots last night, and he drove up specifically for that. Like, it's like an hour and a half drive up to the city, like, to take some photos, half an hour, and then drive straight back down. So, yeah, it does. And there are other people that are sort of going back and forth all the time, so it does make things slightly hard, but We make it work.
Yeah, how does band prac work? How often do you practice? Do you just Skype them in?
It depends. Yeah, I mean, if we're playing a lot of gigs, we usually won't rehearse, because if you're playing a gig a week, then it's like,
true.
What's the point?
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll try and, like, rehearse a couple of times before a show if we haven't rehearsed. And, like, yeah, everyone's happy to drive up and, you know.
Yeah, you make it work.
Yeah.
Anything for the music.
Exactly, yeah.
You've also, as a band, you've played quite a few regional and coastal shows, and I guess you grew up down that way.
Yeah.
Do you find, like, do you notice a difference between audiences with Melbourne shows and more regional shows?
Yeah, I guess the difference would be that when we play shows down on the peninsula, for instance, you know, there's like so many more people, and everyone, you know, everyone.
Yeah.
So it's this, like, amazing, like, atmosphere that you just can't get, I mean, in the city, because we didn't grow up here, so we don't have that really, like, rich, like, friend group. So I think, yeah, that would be the main thing. It's, I think playing up here can be great as well. If you play a good show up here, that's the best.
Yeah.
But it doesn't
always...
You've got
your community back
down. Yeah, sometimes,
you
know, you might be playing on a Wednesday night to, like, four people. So.
Yeah. How long have you... I mean, I guess different for all of you, but how long have you been in Melbourne, in the city now?
I've been living here since 2014.
All right.
Yeah. And then, I guess, the rest of the guys are sort of similar, sort of been back and forth. I guess we finished high school in 2012, and then everyone went to uni and stuff. And but, I mean, everyone's been back and forth as well.
Yeah. You've got a new single called Late Nights.
Yeah.
And I read that it depicts a tale of long-lost friends in the early hours of the morning.
That's it.
Was there a particular event that inspired this song?
No, I wouldn't say it's a particular event. I think there was just, like, a sort of culmination of, like, a bunch of different nights where you're out and you're hanging out with someone, and you sort of, you don't really know them. Well, you know them, but you don't hang out with them usually. And then for some reason on that night out, it's like, wow, it's like, we're getting off so great tonight. This is going to be amazing. And then you sort of never see them again, or it just never eventuates into anything. And that was just trying to get that sort of idea across that, there's something about that weird early hours of the morning when you're sort of really inebriated. You sort of have these weird relationships with people.
Yeah, for sure. And do you do most of the songwriting for the band, or is it like a shared thing?
Yeah. So I tend to do most of the stuff just by myself. There's, like, the last EP, we did a bit of co-writings with Sandy and Ben, who are in the band as well. But for this single, it was, like, mostly me, and then my dad just mixed it, and Reg plays drums in it. But, I think I wanted to get into, like, doing, like, a live band thing eventually, though, you know, where we sort of all get into the studio and record together, because it is great doing it at home, like, just by yourself, but I think it would be really rewarding to get everyone in there and, like, create a live sort of sound. There's something you get from that rather than just sitting at home on your laptop. There's like a different energy.
Yeah, for sure. And you said your dad mixed it.
Yeah.
Has he been involved with much of your music prior to that?
Pretty much all of it, yeah. Since I was in high school, I wrote my first song, he mixed it and recorded it with me, yeah. So he's been like the go-to guy. Like if I've got, you know, one of my favourite things to do is if I've written a song, I'll send it to him and then he'll sort of send me back like an edited version of it. He'll like chop it down and truncate it and make it a bit more, I don't know, just a bit more punchy and sort of, and that's my like favourite part. It's like when I hear that version that he's given me back. Yeah.
That's really interesting. Family collaboration.
Yeah. No, it works really well and he's cheap. It costs nothing. I should pay him one day, but
perks.
I can't afford
perks of family.
Yeah, I can't afford to pay him at the moment.
Do you ever get nervous sending it to your dad?
Nah,
like, are your songs like a diary, or it's
not
just
really.
Chill?
Yeah, I'm not like super like think about lyrics that much. It's sort of just what comes on the top of my head.
All right.
So I'm not really like that afraid of that side of things. But I think, yeah, I'm so comfortable sending him stuff. I can just like, if I'm like really into an idea I've got, I'll just send it to him and be like, sweet. Yeah, it's more like showing people that, like friends, that's maybe a bit scary. I'd only show like my friends if I was, you know, if we're hanging out late at night or something.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't necessarily like just show them in the daytime.
And who gets to see the songs first, your bandmates or your dad?
Usually dad, but there are some songs, like some newer songs we've got at the moment, which we've just been playing live, which I haven't showed dad at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it depends really, but yeah, most of the time I'll get a song finished, or like I'll think it's finished and then send it to him, and then he'll edit it, and then that will be like the finished product.
Okay. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I know you said this band has had a few different names and forms, but as Polarized, you had some songs released and recorded before you'd even technically played live. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, we had the EP, the first EP that came out was recorded early 2017. And then we just didn't put it out until, mid-2018. And the songs were just sitting there. And some of them were like, you know, some of them were written in 2013 or 14.
Okay.
So they were super old, but I really liked them. And then we had another band going at the time, so we were like, we're focusing on that. And that sort of settled down a bit. And I was like, actually, we want to get these songs out and want people to hear them. So I got dad to mix them, and then here we are.
Was it, I mean, generally speaking, a lot of bands play a few shows first as a band and then get the music out. Was like a deliberate decision to do that, or were you just like,
I remember originally thinking like, because I was sort of off the idea of playing live. It was I had a few bad experiences, hadn't felt like that comfortable standing in front of the audience. And then we released this music, and then it sort of, it got a bit of traction straight away, and I was like, oh, cool. And then I thought, well, it's probably stupid to not play it live, because it's just going to be you sort of shooting yourself in the foot a bit, because people aren't going to hear it. And then it's just, if you don't play live, then all you are just sort of this like weird internet band.
Anonymous band.
Exactly, you might not even be real. So, yeah.
So far, since you played that first show, looking back, are you glad that you started playing live?
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah. Yeah, we got this sort of new live band. I think, like, the shows we've been playing now have been some of the funnest I've played.
Awesome.
I've gotten over that weird thing of playing live now. I think I enjoy it, and I just sort of, you accept that, like, it's not going to always be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
And, like, you'll sometimes have, like, shows that are just, like, the worst. You'll be like, why do I even play music? But then you'll have shows that are just, like, that was amazing.
Yeah.
I can't wait to play again, you know?
Yeah, they make everything worth it.
Mm.
Speaking of live shows, next week, Thursday, May 9th, you've got your single launch.
Next week, is it? Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't realise. Single launch, yeah, the Gasso.
Yeah, who else are you playing with?
We're playing with the Bella Lip Bombs, which they play at Ninchfest as well.
Yeah, are they another Ninch
They're
band?
A Ninch, but I think Frankston, maybe?
Okay.
Yeah, so sort of Ninch.
Yeah.
And then Dead Eyes, who are a band that I didn't know of until about a few weeks ago. We played a gig in Phillip Island, and they were playing at this sort of surf club. And it was, they're really great. And they're like the sort of coolest looking band ever. So I was like, could
really
have them
exciting.
On the lineup. Yeah.
So we should head down to the Gasso.
For sure. Free entry as well.
Woohoo! What a bonus. All right. Thank you, Rudy, for chatting to me.
All good.
I'm going to play Polarizer's single Late Nights. If you want to catch it, as we mentioned, Thursday, May 9 at the Gesso, it's free. You're listening to The Hoist on Sin.